Hi, this is Colleen and
Melissa from Pets on Cue, and we're here today to interview the one and only Lindsay Van Bramer behind Pardon My French, and we're so excited to chat with her. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Super stoked.
So we've all seen the impact of the new Instagram Reels and what it has had on social media. And one of the best examples, and I think one of the influencers that has actually done the best with it on our team, has been Pardon My French. So we wanted to see how you are taking it and what your thoughts are on Instagram Reels.
Yeah, you know, I like to adopt to new features and apps early on because I think, you know, if someone's releasing a new feature, it's going to be highlighted. So it was important to me to kind of, you know, test that out and use that tool. When we started our account, I didn't say too much, but it was kind of like a long music video. Like I would do my Instagram stories and always put a song over it. The story, so it also added to what was going on, right? Like the words in the song.
Right.
And so with that, it was really cool for our stories, and people always really liked that, and they were always saying like, hey, can I get your playlist? What's your Spotify? And I just think of random stuff, so it's like, I don't have a Spotify. So to me, when they released this, the feature of the reel, I was really excited. Because one of the big aspects of that feature is that you are able to use the music and it can go to a post because, previously, you know, you could use 30 seconds of a song, but then the copyright would bring it down or lower to where like you could use, you know, a couple chords, but then they could pick it up and it would take off your feed automatically. So the whole music aspect of our account was taken away. So then I had to start thinking of, you know, funny captions and other stuff that really I let previously the music do the talking for. So that's why I was really excited about the reels because you can use the artist's music. I feel like that's one of the main reasons for reels. And then they get credited for using the music, which is, you know, what everybody wants as an artist is to be credited.
Right. Now, before you were doing Reels, would you say you were primarily doing in-feed posts or stories on the page? And was it more video or photo? Like, how was your content really coming together previously?
Yeah, I've always been more video focused. I think, you know, I wasn't going to make an account where it was just cute, photographed pictures of my dog and stand out. You know, there are those accounts. And that's not me. I don't follow those accounts. Not because I don't like them. It's just like not interesting, for me to look at cute pictures of not my dog all day. so, you know, the funny thing about Beth is her personality to me and to our followers, it is her personality. And so for me, the best way to get that through is video. So we've always been more video focused, and more story focused. So when I first started out, I was doing like 3 posts a day. I'd be like, people need to know that she's woken up, she's had lunch, and she's having dinner, you know? And like, it just started to be too much. And then, the whole analytical part of it, you know, came into mind for me. And so then I would be like, okay, well, I'll just do one a day. Whether that's a video or an image, I probably have like a, you know, like, 5 images or 5 videos to 1 image on my page.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I do want people to know I can take a good image. Beth is a good looking dog, you know.
It's a beautiful dog.
People to see that versus, you know, just like the silly quirks and stuff that she does. But, you know, if I want to get brand partnerships, they need to know that I can take a photo.
I would also say, I don't think that people do realize that the connection that you have with her. And I think that that's why I personally follow your account and why I think your account is so special is because your personality is funky. Beth's personality is funky. The two of you together and the video content you watch have me in stitches. Like someone can have a funky dog and not have a mom like you who's going to put content out there that's as good as yours. And I just think that with your personality and this dog's personality, because you're both weird. I mean, I am too. Like, don't get me wrong.
We're all weird, but no, you guys are funky for sure.
You guys are definitely on.
But you're real.
Yeah, when people are looking for funky like talent, like you are my like goal of funky talent. That if someone else wants to be like that style, I'm like, check out part of my French. You do it well. Yeah, and I think that Instagram Reels fit so perfectly for your content. Like, I just am,
Well, because you don't have foofy content that's just, like, superposed and, like, here we are in this lot. Like, it's just, again, it feels very genuine and very real. And I feel like, even before I met you, that I could relate to you and we could be buddies and hang out and grab a drink and, like, you know, curse or whatever. And, like, I was like, oh, my God, this girl, she's, like, she's in us, you know? Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
But anyway,
I think that that's why people like you are going viral now on Reels, because you're actually offering something different from what other accounts are doing. I think that a lot of accounts will copy others and start doing things that, but like people are also just trying to copy you because you're a creator. You're coming up with content that's your own and others are then looking at that song and you'll pop up first because you're getting so many views and so many, and people are using yours and trying to copy it or using the sound that you have and copying it. So Lindsay, what would you think has changed on your account since Reels has come?
Well, it's bringing like the music back to my account, which I really, really enjoy. I can, you know, correlate things that are going on now and in everybody's lives to like just little reactions that, that she's doing through music versus me just trying to think of an engaging caption, you know, like it just takes a little bit of the work off of me. But it also, you know, using music, you're thinking of a situation where you remember that song or your own memory, you know, so to put that with a dog doing something, you know, quirky or not quirky or whatever, it just one, reignites that memory, but then two, like makes you want to like maybe share it or like the post or, you know, just because you remember yourself in to a situation with that song.
Now, other than the songs, what's the main difference between just a regular post and a reel? Is it just the song aspect or is it the time or like for just for people that, that don't really know the difference?
Well, I'm not a specialist, so let's get that out there. But what I know is, you know, a reel can be 15 seconds or I just saw the other day it can go up to 60 or a little bit longer. And I don't know if you go up to that length, if you can go in feed or if it just goes to reel. I'm not quite sure on that aspect, but the song aspect is what makes it different than a feed post, obviously image, but in a video.
Okay. So I actually know that answer. So I spoke to someone that works for Facebook, Instagram and works with them. Instagram Reels very recently just went up to 30 seconds. They are also trying out and doing samples of going up to a minute as well with songs, which I am so excited for because I also like including songs. Like I think it just brings something different and not everyone can do that the way that you do it. Mm-hmm. And I love that you said you're not an expert, right, in Reels, but in my eyes, I think you are because like one of your videos has over 10 million views. Like you are doing so well at this compared to others and it's so new. So like no one's an expert at it, but you're doing 10 times better than accounts your size.
Right.
Just overall, you're killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I try to use every feature. So, you know, in my mind, if Instagram is coming out with a feature, you use it. You just don't like not write a caption, right? If there's a field for a caption, if there's a field for alt text, you use that, take advantage of that, or else it wouldn't be there, right? So that's just something that like I try to do. It's like, okay, well, what's the main thing about a reel? To me, it's a song. So I try to use a song. I don't always use a song. Sometimes it's just like the actual best screaming or something. Like I'm going to post an old video today where it's just the original audio, but it's gone viral numerous times that I was like, okay, well, I guess it's time to maybe we'll test a video post that went viral versus putting that video post on a reel. So I'm kind of seeing what the difference is there today. I just wanted to see if that would still, you know, be effective to people because it's the same video. You know, mm-hmm. like will the audience still have the same reaction, or is that kind of stuff better used as a feed post?
Now, do you have a schedule? Do you actually have a posting schedule that you plot out ahead of time of like, here, today I'm going to do a reel and then I'm going to do a, you know, in feed and then a story? Or how do you actually put together your content?
Well, I should, you know, when I'm teaching other people, I say, hey, this is how you make a content calendar and a posting schedule. These are the times. Do I do that myself? Not all the time. Okay. You know, I definitely, I'm still like, oh, this is cute. Post, even though it's, right. At 12:30 at night, no one's awake, right? Like, I will still do stuff like that just because I get excited. But it's funny, whenever I have actually put work into like trying to create a schedule, I just feel like it comes off a little bit inauthentic for me and my style of posting. Like, if you go to the grid on my page, it looks chaotic. And that's how I want it to look. I want it to be like a weird cover photo, you know, of the face, because to me, if someone is new and they're coming to my page, they're like, what's that? You know, if it's just okay. a picture of the dog having a cute face every time, it's like, okay, well, anyways, there's another one of those accounts. But it's like, if you look at mine, you're like, what? She only have three legs? Wait, what? You know, like, I try to capture that cover image of some that is something that you want to click on, you know.
So what you're saying is like your branding is done very differently than the typical Instagrammer in the way that you do things.
For me, myself. Yeah. Totally. I mean, I definitely know what I'm doing. I don't want it to look like a beautifully shot, expensive account, you know, because that's not me.
And right. So you found your voice, basically. You found your branding and your voice.
Right. But I do, you know, I'm not going to do like 5 reels in a row. Like, I will be like, okay, whoa. Like, let's not get crazy just because you got a lot of views. Let's not just keep pounding people with this stuff. So I still like, I'll go in and I'll put a picture in or like a real video, because also a video post or a feed post, you know, video or image versus a reel, you can't tag people in the video, right? So you can tag them in the caption, but that's not going to show up. Like, if I were to tag Aerosmith, right? Because I used an Aerosmith song. If I go to their page and I look in their tagged images, we don't show up, right? But you can tag them in a caption.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So like the search part of it is a little different. So I still want to have Beth show up on other accounts, right? But I can only do that in a feed video or a feed photo, as far as I know.
And so now most other platforms don't allow copyrighted music use at all, like you said. Like,
right.
you're either limited to a certain amount of time or you can't use it at all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this, so if I'm understanding correctly, you could use an Aerosmith song on a reel, but mm-hmm. you would not be able to use that exact same song on an in-feed post. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you'd be copywritten and taken down. And even with Instagram reels, they are going to be deleting, and they do now. Let's say you're using, an Aerosmith song, which is what you said before, and you're taking an Aerosmith from, and it says, "Pardon My French," original song, like that's not hers. They're taking right. that down. So anyone that uses it, it will not show up in discovery. It's not going to show up. You want to take it from the original, from right. that actual artist, or it'll be taken down. But going back to what you said before, like just a minute ago, when you said like creating your own brand and having your kind of own style, how did you personally create the Pardon Thy French style voice? I mean, it's you to me. It's just organic.
Well, it's just to me when I did it, again, going back to like not wanting to unfollow my friends, because that was before the mute button, right? Was like, okay.
I love you so much, Lindsay. I just have to say, like,
we've all been there. And I just got myself doing like, oh my God, here's another cute picture of my dog. Look how funny my dog is. And it's like, shut up, dude. Like, the dog's not funny to anyone but me, right? So the account was
I think she's funny to a lot of people.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. But like back then, right? They're just like, Lindsay's being weird. These are like my friends and my
right.
So it is, it's like, let's see, I kind of lost where I was going with that. Oh, it's an opt-in process, right? So my friend's like, yes, I do want to follow you. And it's like, I'm not offended if one of my friends isn't following me, because I get it, right? It's like, if I do a post that people are like, well, you lost a follower, it's like, well, sayonara, not my problem, right? Like, I'm not changing because you're leaving. Who even are you, first off? But it's just, I do what's funny to me, what means issues. I talk about issues that, you know, mean something to me. And if it doesn't mean something to anybody else, they can move on. Like, that's, you know, it's kind of like our personal diary. You can't tell me my diary entry was incorrect. It's my diary. I know the password. Right. Key.
Well, and like, you don't have to read my diary. If you don't want to, you can go. Like, do you
really? Yeah.
Go so, on to the next one.
Right. And so for me, it wouldn't be fun if it's not mine and funny to me, you know? So, I mean, at that point, then you're just working for a client, which is my dog. And I don't know.
Exactly. Now, the analytics that are generated at the end of a reel, they're different than the analytics you can pull, say, from a story or an in-feed post.
Right.
And so I think that some brands are starting to get on board with reels and start to do paid collaborations. But because of that lack of analytics, I think that's been a little bit of a deterrent. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think that is too, because it's like, yes, I have two videos over 5 million, and then I've got one that's at 11.8 million. And I was even Googling, like, what's a lot of views on a video? Like,
right.
I expected to be, because I've done, you know, in-feed video posts that have gotten like 100,000 views, and I have companies coming at me to license the video. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What's going on right now? Like, how come this isn't happening? This is, in my mind, this should be everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, on YouTube, a good amount of video hits was like 3 million I saw. And I'm like, okay, well, this is rookie stuff. What just happened? But like, no one's contacting me. And it is because of that lack of analytics that you can get from that stuff right now. Right now, it's just driving past a billboard and you're getting eyes, right?
Right.
So you don't
you're also getting a lot of more followers too from
right.
it.
Well, yeah. And so that's the big thing too, is because it's a new feature and it's a new feature to the app, like people can go into the Explore page and go through reels and will come up, and even if they're not followers of dogs, you know? So we do have a lot of, like, a ton. We've got over 30,000 followers since September because of reels. Yeah, it's wild.
Amazing. Now, if somebody was getting started in reels, you know, and had looked at your account and were inspired to maybe try some, is there some place that they should go to learn how to do this? Or is it just kind of like learn by, you know, doing it? Or is there anywhere you would recommend they go to learn?
I don't have a specific site that I go to, but I definitely take advantage of YouTube videos done by kids because they say it really.
I'm
not trying to overcomplicate things and use big words or think that you're already a video editor. To me, I like have to like legitimately start at like 10-point font, like going across, like I need it, like big words, double spaced, like, okay, now I get it. I can understand and follow. So I always just go to Google and say, how do I use an Instagram reel? How do I, you know, tag someone in a post? Like,
okay.
I mean, Google's my biggest, I mean,
probably for most people, that's the best resource.
Yeah, because if I don't know how to do something specific, I can just Google it and someone will tell me how to do it, you know?
So now, in terms of your future with Lindsay and the Pardon My French page, you know, what do you think the future holds for you guys in terms of reels and your content, and where do you want to see it going?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of things that are timeless versus like being like right on a specific trend and like nailing that trend in. I'm gonna look more at the longevity of the account and how I can make that stuff shine, basically. So it is like I said today, redoing a video that went viral for us in 2018. To me, it's a timeless video because what I do is I'm capturing like her features, which anybody's features are timeless. So seeing how that stuff can keep going. And so then it's not, I'm not like constantly relying on myself and putting pressure on myself to make a hit every day. Like,
right. That's a lot of pressure, right?
It is. And it's stressful. And I hate like, thinking something that I thought was funny and a lot of other people thought was funny, but didn't get good numbers, and having to take it down because I don't want it to affect my analytics, you know, overall.
Right, right. And then in terms of brands and brand partnerships, you know, what would be your perfect brand to work with, and when brands are looking for an influencer to pair with, and especially, you know, with this new Reels thing, like, what do you bring to the table for brands?
Well, I think what I bring to the table for brands, me specifically, is my history. I've been working in digital marketing for almost 20 years. I studied it in school when it was just starting. So, and I've worked with professional athletes. I've worked with the biggest advertising company in the world, Wayne Kennedy. I've had that whole history with myself, just on a business standpoint of client-client relations. So I bring that over to here, but this is obviously not in a professional, right, standpoint. That's why it, to me, it's just like me just going, blah, it's practicing what I've been preaching to brands and companies my whole life, and putting it to use.
Mm-hmm. In a doc. I said, putting it to use in a doc.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that's kind of, it's like, well, if your dog can do it, why can't your sparkling wine do it, right? So.
Okay. So, Lindsay, last question. What would you give as your overall tip or best practice for someone new in Instagram Reels?
You know, just playing with all the features within the reel, getting to know those, I think will be helpful. Like I said, I don't know all of them, but I try to. You can go on YouTube and look at some tips, some short videos. It's pretty basic as far as the differences between everything. Basic as in, like, it's the song portion of it and the editing capabilities within the app that make it different. But they're basic level. When I say basic, I don't want people to think that, you know, if they get there, they're like, what is it? It's not, but those are the differences. And I think that just kind of like educating yourself and learning those and practicing, and you don't have to post everything. You can post something and have it go straight to your reel section. You can even post a reel to your feed and then later switch it over to where it doesn't show on the grid, or just delete it, you know. But I think the best way to learn is to get it in there and get your hands dirty and do something. I think my biggest tip is be yourself. Don't try and like copy another account, because it's just silly and nobody wants a lot of the same accounts. So I would say go with your own personality. What makes you different and what makes your friends like you is like what you should really just like highlight, I think, and because it'll come natural to you and seem like authentic.
Awesome. That is the best tip ever. I wish I could just like put that in a jar and give it to every single person I talk to. Like, just be yourself, have fun with it.
Well, and it's hard. It takes confidence to do that. You know what I mean? And people don't want to put themselves out there. They feel like people will think they look stupid or whatever. But the thing is, like,
right,
someone who thinks you look stupid, it's like, well, that's your issue. You know what I mean? Like, you're just doing something to get it out for yourself. And remember that it's for yourself.
Yeah. So be a creator and having fun. Like, that's what Instagram and all these platforms are for. It's to create fun things. So, or educational things, or something to make someone laugh, or something to make someone cry, or, you know,
at the end of the day, it's entertainment. And it's whether you're entertaining yourself or you're there to entertain other people. It's just enjoy what you're doing. And I think when something becomes unenjoyable, it comes off that way. And no one's looking to go somewhere to feel bad about themselves or feel down.
Right. You,
they're going there to put a smile on their own face and escape the realities of like what's going on in their own life.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think overall summary that Instagram Reels is here to stay. It is going to continue to grow. Instagram Reels and Facebook are putting a lot of effort into it and pushing accounts that are using it to help them grow quickly. And it's definitely a place that you want to be. It is going to change. They're going to increase the time limit eventually. They just did a little bit up to 30 seconds and they're looking into doing more.
I'm sure the analytics will come as well. Eventually. Yes.
Yeah. And right now our data, well, I mean, I know our platform pulls it, but it also still pulls it as a video. So it also has kind of significantly changed some people's pricing, like Lindsay, to go up because of it, because how well she's been performing on it and how heavily she's using it. So what Lindsay said is stay yourself, have fun on the platform, and just keep posting and have fun with the music. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks awesome. So much, Lindsay. It was great talking to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're excited to have you. So thanks everybody for listening and watching Pet News. And please remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more amazing pet-centered content just like this.